Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Damien Carbon. Police on the hunt for a man who rammed a police vehicle in Perth's northern suburbs. A Toyota Hilux failed to stop on Walter Road West in Morley around 3 a.m. It reversed into a police vehicle and then sped off. No officers were injured. Anyone with info is asked to contact Crime Stoppers. A Perth childcare centre has been fined $14,000 after a toddler allegedly suffered second-degree burns. The 18-month-old was reportedly playing in an outdoor area of the Byford Centre in bare feet last February in 39-degree heat. It follows an investigation by the Department of Communities. Police are back out this morning looking for a 12-year-old boy who hasn't been seen since lunchtime yesterday. Ahmed Mohammed is wearing a blue tracksuit and was last seen near Perth Children's Hospital. Overseas, the Russian president is adamant he is not creating a military alliance with China. Speaking on Russian television, Vladimir Putin says his relationship with the Chinese president Xi Jinping is 100% transparent. He's instead pointed the finger at Western powers, claiming the US and NATO are building a new axis. And a grandfather from the UK has completed the ride of a lifetime, cycling from Manchester to Melbourne. Andrew Crompton managed to raise nearly $500,000 for unpaid young carers on the way. 58-year-old left 8 months ago, cycling a whopping 15,500 kilometres.
In anticipation of retiring, I just wanted to do a big new challenge. So I thought, right, I'll buy a bike and I'll go and have a ride, see my sons and grandchildren in Melbourne.
In sport, things clicked for the West Coast Eagles yesterday, a 19-point win over GWS. Coach Adam Simpson says it's nice to get some reward for a strong pre-season.
They got a chance to express what we've been working on off the back of winning some contests and stoppages and good players playing well. And
Nick Natanui and Elliot Yeo in doubt for the Derby. Fremantle have already ruled out Nat Fyfe. And Tigers defender Nathan Broad's been sent to the tribunal for a sling tackle that concussed Adelaide's Patrick Parnell.